Greetings. Greetings, my dear, wonderful, beautiful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear, wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. And today's recording date is Sunday, November the 2nd, 2014. Now, this is the Mind of God program. And on the Mind of God program, we endeavor daily to submerge and subsume our manufactured consciousness and allow the consciousness of the Almighty, the consciousness of Father, Mother, Yahuwah, to come up out of our inner being and our inner self. We want to destroy the mind of the wicked ruling class and ruling families. We want to awaken the mind of the Almighty that can be scientifically studied in the universe and scientifically studied within ourselves. We want to climb up into the mind of God, the mind of Christ. As we climb up into the mind of God, the mind of Christ, we will see that it is within our best interest to overcome all barriers and boundaries, all of that which separates men, women, boys, and girls, overcome race, overcome ethnicity, overcome political and religious ideology, overcome all of that which separates us, and we may be able and will be able to organize together, work together for freedom, justice, equality, the kingdom of God, queendom of Goddess in heaven right here, right now on this earth. We are ready, willing, and able to ally ourselves with any political, religious, or revolutionary institution or organization that is of like mind. My dear, wonderful, beautiful sister Venice is yet our producer, helper, engineer, facilitator, coordinator of this website, thinkaboutit.org, and this program, the Mind of God program. And I am thankful unto the Almighty Father, Mother, Yahuwah, for such beautiful sister as Venice, rendering such beautiful service. Contact me by emailing yahlove@comcast.net, yahlove@comcast.net. Now, for the month of November, let's begin with our opening prayer to the Almighty. We give praises to the Almighty Father, the Almighty Creator. In the African Hebrew language, the word for Father is Ab. In the Greek, you hear Abba. Putting that together with Yahuwah, you get Yahuwah Ab or Yahuwah Abba. Numbers chapter 11, Moses teaches us that Yahuwah is Father and begets. The one that begets is the Father. And so we see the Father aspect of Yahuwah. In the African Arabic language, the name of the Father is Allah. Now, Allah is not only an African Arabic word, but Allah is also an African Hebrew word. And the African Hebrew language is the mother-father language of the African Arabic language. You may find Allah in the African Hebrew lexicon, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary on the Hebrew side. You find Allah under the number 5927. There, Allah is a verb having to do with going up, coming up, growing up, excelling, going above. And so we can see metaphysically that as the water comes from the sky, waters the earth, and you have vegetation that grows. Those waters are symbolically the waters of noon, carrying the germ of life, seed of life, that we would call on the human side sperm, but that water full of atoms, carrying life, going into the earth, Mother Earth, and then vegetation, photosynthesis, the rays of the sun going into the earth, causing photosynthesis, causing the growth of vegetation. So we say, with the knowledge of the Almighty Father entering into our ear and mind and womb that is our soul and consciousness, we are now able to grow spiritually, mentally, morally, and physically, and overcome the wicked misuse of knowledge by the wicked ruling class and families, overthrow their system, and institute the kingdom of God, kingdom of God that's in heaven, the new Jerusalem here and now on this earth. In Egypt, the Almighty Father, one of the names of the Almighty Father was Amun or Amen, the hidden one. That Father that works behind the scenes, hidden and unseen from the physical eye, but the whole birth process, bringing forth the universe, bringing forth children, bringing forth imagination of the Almighty, bringing forth you and I as part and parcel of the Almighty, that is a work done hidden away from the physical eye. So Amen, the Almighty Father, as that hidden and unseen power behind the whole of the universe, in the tradition of the indigenous peoples of the Western Hemisphere, more commonly known as Native Americans, the Almighty Father is known as the Great and the Grand Father. We also pause to give thanks and praise to our Almighty Mother, beautiful Almighty Mother, Holy Spirit, the Almighty Creatress. Now, the word for mother is Aim in the African Hebrew language. Putting that together with Yahuwah or Yahuwah, we get Yahuwah Aim or Yahweh Aim. Now, Numbers chapter 11 again, we see the mother aspect of Yahuwah. Yahuwah, Numbers chapter 11, Moses says of Yahuwah that Yahuwah conceives. So Yahuwah begets, that's the father aspect of Yahuwah, and Yahuwah conceives, that's the mother aspect. Yahuwah, or Yahweh, is a scientific word that teaches us of the birth process. Yahuwah teaches us the reality that there is no effect without a cause. The first law of science is the law of cause and effect. Now, Yahuwah literally means existing one. The existing one, the living one. No existence, no life without father and mother coming together to produce life, give birth to life, give birth to existence. So we can say existence has given birth to existence. And that word birth also has to do with cutting out of one's self. So Yahuwah cut all of us out of the self of Yahuwah in this birth process. We are part and parcel from the self of the Almighty Father, Mother, Yahuwah. Now, there's another word, 1961, on the Hebrew side, Hayah, which is the translation in the English, I am that I am. Hayah is the word, is the verb to be, to cause, to exist, to come into existence. So Yahuwah, scientifically, is the power, that has caused the existence of all that has ever existed, exists now, or ever will exist. Mother Holy Spirit is referred to in the book of Proverbs in the feminine and given the feminine title of wisdom. 2454 Hebrew side, kokmoth is the word for wisdom. That word is feminine because Mother Holy Spirit is feminine. In the Living Bible translation of St. Matthew chapter 1, verses 19 and 20, we learn that Mother Holy Spirit did what? She conceived Yahushua, Jesus. Now, she is not only the mother of Yahushua. She did not only conceive Yahushua, but Mother Holy Spirit conceived the whole of the universe, the human family, you and me. She's all of our mother, Mother Holy Spirit, that mother aspect of Yahuwah. In the African Hebrew language, the name and title of Mother Holy Spirit is Ruach HaKadosh. Now, Ruach, found under the number 7307 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary, is the word for spirit. In the African Hebrew, spirit is feminine because Mother Holy Spirit is feminine. She's our mother. Kadosh is the word for holy, sanctified, set apart. And you hear Ruach Ka. You hear Kadosh, Ka, Ka. Ka in the African Hebrew language, Ka in the African Kemite Egypt language is the word for spirit, teaching us that we all come from the spirit of the Almighty, and teaching us that the whole of the universe is holy and sanctified and set apart to be used by the Almighty and used by the children of the Almighty in obedience with the very nature, energy, and disposition of the universe. Now, in the African Arabic language, Mother Holy Spirit is known as Allah. You have Allah, the Father, and you have Allah, the Mother, and our wonderful Islamic sisters and brothers say, Ashadu Allah, Allah, Il Allah. You hear Allah, the Mother. You hear Allah, the Father. Properly understood, none but our mother Allah and our father Allah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, our wonderful Islamic sisters and brothers also say. Properly understood, in the name of our mother Allah, the womb through whom we receive beneficence and mercy. In the African Hebrew language, we see Allah again. Around the number 5930, 5931, when you get away from 5927, Allah, you come to 5928, 2930, which is Olah with an O at the beginning. And that word is feminine. She's the feminine counterpart of the father, masculine, Allah. Now, Olah, she is the ascender. And she is the force and power that raises us up by the same power in which we see the definition excel, ascend, the same power that the father has, the mother has, to raise us up and excel us so that we may overturn the misuse, abuse, and misappropriation of wisdom by the wicked ruling class and families, that we may overturn this system and institute the kingdom of God, kingdom of God that's in heaven, here and now on this earth, the new Jerusalem, here and now on this earth. Now, 5930, 5931, we get to Allah, spelled with an I, which has to do with your circumstance. So, the feminine aspect of Yahuwah, seen in Olah and Allah, has to do with changing our circumstance, excelling, coming up, ascending into the mind of supreme wisdom of the mother and supreme knowledge of the father, that we may overturn this system and institute the kingdom of God that's in heaven here and now on this earth, New Jerusalem. In Egypt, Mother Holy Spirit was known as Amenet. That womb that reveals that which was hidden. That womb that reveals that which was hidden. The work of birth takes place in the dark womb of the mother. And that dark womb of the mother has the power to reveal into the light that which was hidden in the womb. So the power of the feminine to take that which has been hidden from view, grow it, gestate it, and then deliver it into the light that we may all see that which was hidden in the darkness. We have to understand the righteous relationship between darkness and light. Darkness is not evil, but darkness is the birth reality. Darkness is that reality in which the birth process takes place, hidden away from eyes, unseen. But then that which was hidden comes into the light. In the tradition of the indigenous peoples of the Western Hemisphere, more commonly known as Native Americans, Mother Holy Spirit was known as the Great and the Grand Mother. I greet you, my sisters and brothers of the human family, in the name and title of our Lord and Savior, the Black African Revolutionary Hebrew Messiah, Jesus the Christ. In the African Hebrew language, his name and title are Yahushua HaMashiach. You have Yahshua, three syllables, the feminine aspect. Then you have Yahushua, four syllables, the masculine aspect. Masculine and feminine teaching us that we need to be delivered. We need to have health, wealth, and prosperity. And we need to be delivered and liberated from the wicked ruling class and families. And that the Almighty seeks to take vengeance on the wicked ruling class and families for creating a system of death, hell, and destruction. And believe it or not, but Christ has this day been revealed and manifested in the personality of His Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie I, Jah Rastafari of Ethiopia, the 225th king in the 3,000-year-old Solomonic dynasty. Oh, and isn't it interesting that today is November 2nd? Why? Because, sisters and brothers, Rastafari Haile Selassie I was crowned King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah. November in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, November 2nd, 1930. So on this day, oh my God, how many years ago is that? 114 years ago? No, I don't have my figures right. Let me see now. No. 84 years ago. Is it 84 years ago, sisters and brothers? November 2nd, 1930, 84 years ago, Selassie I was crowned King of Kings and Lord of Lords to prove that Christ has the power to manifest in this day and time. And the fact about it, as Bob Marley said, Christ has never gone anywhere. Well, just think of that statement from Robert Nesta Marley, that Christ has never, ever gone anywhere. There is an understanding of Christ as an eternal reality, an ever-present reality that is able to manifest and personify in all of our personalities, making all of us the new names of Jesus Christ in these last days of judgment in Babylon, fulfilling Revelation 3 and 12, which teaches us about the last days and the coming of Christ and the coming of Yahushua, that in the last days, men and women with this revolutionary spirit would rise up and liberate the human family, fulfill the promise prophecies of Christ in the last days. We are the fulfillment of Christ in the last days. We are to understand Revelation, understand Genesis to Revelation, understand I Ching, understand Bhagavad Gita, understand the Hindu scriptures, understand Zoroaster, understand all the religious communities and their scriptures as prophesying a great work that must be done in the last days. Now, I want to deal with the subject in this month of November for the duration that it will last, meaning this subject. I want to deal with a concept, the science of being born again. I have it written down. The science of being born again. This is an absolute science coming from the African ancestors. And we want to understand this science so that we may be born again in this time, and that we may understand what it is that we need to do in this time with our spirit, mind, body, soul, and consciousness. Now, I want to go to a scripture that will set us up. It's in Psalm division 97, verse 2. Let me see if I can run into it. Psalm division 97, verse 1 says, "The Lord reigneth, let the earth rejoice, let the multitude of isles be glad thereof." Now, the Lord is Yahuwah, and Yahuwah reigneth, or Yahuwah ruleth, or Yahuwah has the power to reign and rule. And this word reigneth is malak, Hebrew side. This word is a verb, and it is defined as to be or become king or queen. To make one king or queen. So this teaches us that Yahuwah is not just a king or the king. Yahuwah is also the queen. Because Yahuwah is Father King God and Mother Queen Goddess. Because Yahuwah is the existing living one. No existence, no living, no life. Without father and mother coming together to give birth to life, give birth to existence. Therefore, Numbers chapter 11, Moses teaches us that Yahuwah begets and conceives, because this is science. No life without the birth of life, and no birth without union of sacred divine masculine and sacred divine feminine. So the Lord reigneth, or existing reigneth. Existing is king and queen. The universe is about life and living and existing. And when the creation sees the human family propagating life and not death, the universe, the creation, is happy and rejoices. So when we see the earth rejoicing and the multitude of isles glad, that is the earth, the isles, the universe, the creation, rejoicing after the original spirit, energy, disposition of the universe, which is from the Almighty, which is the propagator. Father, mother are the propagators of life and existing. Now, verse 2 gets us into a deeper understanding of this science. The science of life. The science of existing. The science of living. Scientifically, how we came into existence, scientifically how we came into living in life, scientifically how that original existence, that original living in life, our original birth before our physical birth, is the pathway to understanding the science of being born again. Verse 2, Division 97, Book of Psalm, Old Testament, clouds and darkness are round about him. But we know it's not him, it's him, her, because this is king and queen. Righteousness and judgment are the habitation of his throne. Now let's hit this word clouds. The word clouds is anan. 6051 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary is masculine, defined as cloud, cloudy, cloud mass, theophonic cloud. Theophonic is a word that has to do with seeing the Almighty in the elements. The Africans taught that if you tune in to the spirit energy disposition of the universe, you are tuning in to the spirit energy disposition of the Almighty in every facet of the universe. Earth, air, fire, water, all of the elements. If we study those elements from the original spirit energy disposition from the Almighty, we are in the study of the Almighty in the universe and in the study of the Almighty within ourselves. Now, the root word, etymologically, of this word Anan is pronounced this way.
Strong's H6049, Anan, Anan.
This word is defined as to make appear, to produce, to bring clouds. Now, we have been made to appear. The universe has been made to appear scientifically, not from nothing, as we would say nothing, but from the waters of noon that are the something from which all things have come. Your scientists, your teachers, your professors, your scholars, they teach us of all of us coming from water. That same water that the spirit of Yahuwah moved upon in chapter 1 of Genesis. That same water is the water that we come from, that the scientists teach us a limited understanding of, but the ancient Africans referred to that water as the water of noon. And when you examine water in the religions of the earth and the importance of water, it's the waters of noon that we are looking at, scientifically those same waters from which we all come. Now let's take this first break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.